With us today is Zach Williams from the Bloomberg News Company, and he's going to give us a report of what's going on in Albany with the budget. Let's have an independent report from Bloomberg. Thank you, Zach, for being on this Sunday morning, and tell us, what is your gut feeling?
Well, after the governor announced a handshake agreement at the beginning of the week, there was several days of suspense before the final budget bills finally dropped Thursday morning. They included some really high-profile provisions, including increased penalties against people that assault retail workers, as well as increased penalties against people that kind of sell stolen goods. You know, alongside, a bunch of other proposals in a spending plan that's expected to top $237 billion.
And the number one question, and I asked David Patterson this, Governor Patterson, and I said, are New Yorkers going to be safer?
Well, it depends how you look at it. If you come from the political right, Republican lawmakers, for instance, are looking to really increase penalties on alleged criminals. And, we do see in the budget the increased penalties that I've mentioned regarding retail theft, retail assault of retail workers. But, this is a budget that is leaning more towards the progressive side of things, if anything, on criminal justice matters. There's expected to be a big housing plan that includes tenant protections that, if you're from the political left, you'd argue might affect crime rates. But, all in all, this is a budget that really, just doesn't have nearly as much controversy when it comes to criminal justice reforms and the like, compared to a year ago when bail reform was really being hashed out in detail.
Understood. What else did they spend money on? Is the subway people, the subway's going to be safer?
Well, certainly, the increased funding, for example, for mental health services, might make a dent in some of the homelessness that's seen in the subway. What's really important for New York City Mayor Eric Adams, of course, is, more than $2 billion to help the city, fund all these social services, housing, food, and everything else for the incoming wave of migrants into the city. And, of course, Governor Kathy Hochul has kind of kept an eye on some technological developments as well, with several proposals aimed at confronting the threats of artificial intelligence also included in the budget. So, but I would say all in all, it's the housing plan that's really front and center in this budget. A key thing there was a tax incentive for real estate developers alongside those tenant protections against increased rents and evictions.
Understood. What else would you want to talk about to all New York City New Yorkers? Are our taxes going up?
The governor was pretty insistent on holding the line, and she succeeded when it came to income taxes. The big tax that came through in this budget that's different than last year, is one on managed care organizations. Who are they? They're people that kind of coordinate Medicaid funding for, older folks or the indigent or people with disabilities. That could raise, $4 billion. It all depends on some, federal red tape getting cut. But, all in all, I'd say this budget, really was really focused on the housing debate. Though, of course, there were many other important things in, this $237 billion spending plan that, should be all wrapped up, nearly 3 weeks after the April 1st deadline.
Understood. So anything else you want to tell New Yorkers?
Well, we're going to be shifting to that part of the year when the state lawmakers are really going to be in the driver's seat when it comes to enacting policy. The budget process gives the governor enormous leverage. But, with the end of budget, it gives state lawmakers, roughly 2 months before the June 6th end of the rescheduled legislative session to really have their go at a range of things that could, be addressing labor issues, housing issues, tech issues and many other things that will undoubtedly affect people in New York City.
Gotcha. Well, thank you so much for coming on this Sunday morning and waking up early, and God bless you, and hope God blesses New York City, New York State, because we need some. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, John.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.